105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White, and my fabulous co-host...
Lynette Wood.
Lynette, lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you as always.
Beautiful day today.
It's gorgeous and sunny out there.
Fabulous weekend, yep. Tell us what's been going on in your world, in the hospitality world, because I haven't seen you for a month or so.
Well, Martin, we have got some amazing news. We have rebranded to the Q Hotel Collection.
Ooh. That sounds exciting.
I know, yes. So we were previous Amarose Hotels and Resorts, and now we're the Q Hotel Collection. And obviously the hotel in Kent is the Ashford International Hotel.
Brilliant. So what is that going to mean for us consumers, us punters, Lynette?
What does it mean for you? I think it just means that, you know, Q used to be the Q Hotel Groups back in sort of 2016, 2017. And one of the things that Q was great for was meetings and events, and that's what we want to bring back.
Brilliant. Okay, fabulous. And I know you had a big teacher... Awards ceremony, was it, at the weekend?
Teacher of the Year Awards was held at the Ashford International on Friday. The Kent Suite at the hotel has been refurbished and it's looking awesome.
Brilliant, good. So you're open for business as usual now, hopefully. So we can pop in, we can kind of sit in your lovely atrium and we can have a coffee and have a business meeting.
You can, and you know what you can even do? Book a Christmas party.
Oh no, not that word already.
10 weeks today, Martin.
Is
10
it?
Weeks.
Is that all yeah. it is? Well, there aren't going to be any turkeys, apparently, so Christmas is cancelled.
That's all right, I'm
year.
A veggie.
Brilliant. Lynette, we've got a super show lined up today. We've got a bit of a start-up, starting up in business theme going on today. So tell us, who have we got in the studio with us?
We have got Lisa Young and we've got Amy France in today, and I am so looking forward to this show today.
Fantastic, great. Lovely to have you with us, guys.
Lovely to be here.
Lisa?
Likewise.
Super. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music and when we come back, we'll get straight into it and we'll have a chat with Lisa. Join us after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Advance apologies today if we're sounding a little bit nasally. I'm getting over a cold. Lisa, you've got a cold as well, I believe.
I do. Been suffering about the last week.
Last week or so. Amy, I know the cold weather affected your nasal passages this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit off, but it's all good. We're nice and cosy and warm here in the studio.
Indeed. And Lynette, how are you?
I'm actually really well.
Oh,
so
you're
thanks,
fine.
Guys.
Good. Well, you can carry the show today. Well done. Over to you. Now, on a serious note, we have got two fabulous guests in the studio today. We've got Amy J. France from More Tasty Crumbs. Amy, lovely to have you with us.
Really lovely to be here and to chat cookies.
Super to see you. And we've also got Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group.
Good morning.
Lisa, lovely to have you with us as well. Let's start, if we can, today by introducing Let's Do Business Group, and in particular, the work that you do to support businesses across Kent, East Sussex, of all shapes and sizes, and in particular, with regard to starting up in business. So tell us a little bit about Let's Do Business Group.
Yeah, Martin, Let's Do Business Group. I would say we're a good old-fashioned business enterprise agency. So as a business, we're based down in Hastings, and we support businesses across the southeast. So my role with them is as a business manager and based here in Kent, but I kind of also cover down in East Sussex as well. So we look after finance, so we provide support by the startup loan companies, and I've also been supporting businesses through the pandemic with the COVID loans, so the business interruption loan scheme, and also currently working on the recovery loans. So that takes up a lot of my time, but other than that, I also run some business startup workshops. So yes. I run a fabulous program called Herbiz, which supports female startups across Kent and East Sussex. And I also run another program down in Hastings, which is for men and women, which is called Ready for Business.
Fantastic. Good. And you also have a business support contract in Maidstone as well, I believe, where you provide sort of advice and support on the ground, if you like, for businesses in Maidstone. Is that correct?
Yes, you're right there, Martin. Yes, we have a really lovely lady called Christine Lyle. She is based out of the Business Terrace up there in Maidstone, and she provides one-to-one support to businesses, maybe a startup up looking to go in and have a chat with somebody, or she'll work with the existing business as well, giving them that one-to-one support.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say as well that Let's Do Business Group, you're a not-for-profit organisation yourselves as well.
Yeah, that's right, we're a not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm. So your raison d'etre really is to support businesses across the board, whether it be with regard to finance requirements, starting up in business perhaps for the first time, growing their business ultimately as well, because you have lots of different aspects to Let's Do Business Group, clearly.
That's right. There's lots of different departments within the group. As I say, we cover across the southeast, but predominantly, you know, we do a lot of support for startup businesses by way of workshops, helping them with startup loans, and also as they're growing as well, giving them that additional support that they need.
Well, let's talk about startups then, because Lynette, I know you're chomping at the bit to get your statistics out that you've got.
I love statistics here, Martin, because I was just thinking as we were talking about that, how busy Lisa's been over the last year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share that 665,000 new startups were in the tax year of 2019 to 2020, around 6 million private sector businesses in the UK now, and over 120,000 businesses in Kent alone.
Wow.
Yep, 96 of all UK businesses employ less than 10 people and account for a third of the total UK workforce.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't it? And 70% of those people don't employ anybody other than the business alone.
So, what does that tell us? I guess it tells us we're highly entrepreneurial as a nation.
And a county.
And the county in particular, yeah. I mean, not all of those 665,000 new startups obviously were in Kent last year, and they didn't all come through, Lisa. But nevertheless, you guys did a fair number of startups under lockdown, didn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, and that's tantamount. When you think with the programmes that we run, the workshops, the number of people we have applying to come on these workshops, and also, you know, the number of the startup loans that the team have supported over the last sort of 18 months throughout the pandemic, you know, they've done a record number of applications over the last year or so.
Yeah, and that's a really important programme, actually, isn't it? You mentioned startup loans, and you guys are actually a delivery partner for the Startup Loans programme in the South East. And having gone through that myself, it's incredibly important, I think, initially, to help businesses understand what their future business might actually look like. Because, you know, none of us have, you know, when we start a business for the first time, none of us have got the experience that comes with, you know, having had a business and having managed a business. So we need some real sort of hand-holding in the beginning, don't we? And I think the Startup Loans Programme isn't just a loan. Ultimately, yes, it is a loan at the end of it, but it's the process that you go through with a potential business owner guide them through writing a business plan and all sorts.
That's right, you're correct there, Martin. You know, when someone does apply, if they're struggling with doing their business plan or their cash flow forecast, we all know startups, you know, the thought of having to put like an Excel spreadsheet together for predicting their sales over the next 12 months, that's a daunting prospect for any business owner. So, you know, to have that little bit of guidance for them and that's all these sort of subjects I cover within the workshops that I run as well. But the team there, that yes, they're there to give them that little bit of guidance for them as well. And what's also important to note is anyone that kind of successfully applies for startup loan, they can apply for 12 months of mentoring as well.
Fantastic. So what does a startup, a new startup business owner look like? You know, I mean, I guess we come in all shapes and sizes, all walks of life. I mean, tell us, I mean, you know, paint a picture of your sort of your archetypal startup business owner, Lisa.
It could be anybody. It could be someone who's you know, turning a hobby into a business, that they see that they really want to go out there and do this for themselves. It's somebody who's looking to open up a shop or set up a restaurant, that, you know, they might have been doing some kind of like takeaway thing from home. They now want to kind of expand on that. Somebody who's been employed for a long time and through the pandemic they've been furloughed or they've been unfortunately made redundant, that they actually want to go out there and be their own boss. Essentially, it's somebody who wants to work for themselves.
Yeah,
I think that's just key, isn't it? You know what, anybody can start up a business, you know, really, can't they? If they've got something they want to do, and I think that's key to think that there isn't a set person, you know, anybody can do it, and with the help of somebody like Lisa and Let's Do Business, they definitely can.
Yeah, well, we've got a new business owner in the room with us today. We're very lucky to have Amy with us. Amy, tell us what your motivation was for starting up your business.
Yeah, I think it is, when you speak about the person who wants to start up a business, for me, it's, I'm a feeder. That is in my nature. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So during the pandemic and lockdowns, I wanted to be able to share sweet treats with my friends. Normally we'd go to coffee shops or be round each other's houses, and we couldn't do that. So I started leaving cookies on people's doorsteps, which is less creepy when you, it's more the people that are your friends and your family rather than just random people in the street. But from that, I realised that the baked cookies, sometimes people didn't get around to eating them. I mean, cookies barely last 5 minutes in my house. But wait, when you've got work and your family, it's hard to juggle. So I started making the cookie dough, mm-hmm. and that allows people to have fresh baked cookies within 15 minutes. If you allow them to cool, it takes a little bit longer, but it's really great. So that was my motivation. Yeah. And when I started looking into this, I was really lucky to come across the Herbiz course as well, uh-huh. because I hadn't got a clue where to start with yeah. it. And even with the idea that you can Google so much, and there's loads of things you can learn from YouTube or tutorials, but actually being able to speak to business mentors mm. and hear other people's experiences mm. meant that it wasn't a scary prospect. It was just a, actually, I might be able to do this. Mm. This might be a thing, mm. and it might actually become profitable as well, dare I say.
Make some money.
Yeah.
But that's a great example, isn't it, of you know, there was clearly, you know, a need that you identified. You know, you weren't able to kind of meet and kind of socialise with friends in the way that you would do normally, you know, in a coffee shop environment or somewhere like that. But nevertheless, you still wanted to kind of, you know, provide something for them and kind of bring friends together. And I guess you ended up eating cookies over Zoom and stuff like that, did you?
And definitely. Sort of, yeah. And with WhatsApp and all the social media things, I was getting pictures of people's bakes, like how they were going. And also pictures of people sort of turning around and going, so I forgot to take a picture and there are just the crumbs. And that's where the name came from, actually. Right. It is More Tasty Crumbs. Yeah. It's not just the cookies. It's about having that experience of yeah. going, yeah, they're all gone, yeah. actually. I've just enjoyed them. And it is that real kind of warm, soft feeling.
Yeah, really gives me goosebumps. Yeah. Just even listening to Amy talk mm. about that really mm. does. It's mm. so inspiring.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good.
I think it is just one of those things, having the support out there and knowing that there are people who are willing to support your idea as well. Mm. Because for me, everybody can buy cookies, biscuits from all kinds of shops, but actually having something warm at home was something that did appeal to a lot
yeah,
of people.
Love it. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll play a little bit of music, and when we come back, Lisa, we'll talk about some of these programs in a bit more detail. We'll talk about her business that Amy referenced there, and also My Biz, which is the program you've got running in Folkestone. We'll go into those in a bit more detail if we can, just so that people really get a feel for the value in some of these workshop programs that you're running. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Biz Connect radio show today. I'm delighted that we've got, as well as a fabulous co-host in the form of Lynette Word. Lynette.
Good afternoon.
We've also got two fabulous studio guests. We've got Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group, and we've got Amy J. France, who's talking about her cookie dough business. So she's a brand new business startup. But Lisa, over to you. Tell us a little bit about the workshop programs that you actually run to support new business startups at Let's Do Business Group.
Yes, Martin, we run a couple of programs for startup businesses. So we run our Women in Business program called Herbiz, and that supports female startups across East Sussex and Kent. So we're actually in our third year running Herbiz.
Wow.
So it's a program that's funded by NatWest Bank, and it's about really, you know, helping women get the skills that they need to successfully go out there and launch their businesses. It's so since the start of the pandemic, we've been running this now online. So it runs over four weekly sessions. So we kind of have each week has its own theme. So week one is all around kind of exploring the people's business ideas, whether they've got the right mindset to become an entrepreneur, looking at their mission statement and their core values for their business. We also do quite a big section about business plans and give them some different options to help them with their business plan, because it's quite a daunting prospect for any new business owner working on that. The second week is all around finance and funding. So that's, I always say to everybody, have a strong cup of coffee for that session. And so we go through some pricing strategies, talk them through understanding profit and loss and the dreaded cash flow forecast, understanding why break-even is important, and then we kind of talk through some funding options. And that could be looking at some grant funding, looking at crowdfunding and also like startup loans and bank finance and just, you know, what other options are out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Third week is normally around marketing. So that's kind of thinking about the more kind of the market research side, thinking about who their target customer is. And we also kind of look at the social media channels as well and why that's really important for any new business owner, because, you know, that's free marketing for them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then the last week, we normally have a guest accountant, a guest come in who's a local accountant. And so they would talk around those legalities of setting up, whether they're going to be a sole trader, whether they're thinking about being a limited company. And then we kind of move on looking at some time management. We run through lots of kind of online software tools to help them run their business. So touching on business banking, accountancy software, sort of time management tools. And then we finish off with a little bit of goal setting. And then we kind of give them a little bit of hints and tips about networking as well.
So that really is all-encompassing, Amy, isn't it? I mean, you've been through this programme.
It is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. It's going from an idea to actually making it happen, which was something that I really found so valuable. And one of the things is it's a group of people as well, so you're not on your own with this. You've got the mentors doing the sessions and you've got other business owners to speak to and go, oh, actually, have you had a look at this? And how does this work? And getting that fresh point of view as well, because I think for me, I knew that I wanted to sell cookie dough,
mm-hmm.
but I had no idea how or who to and how to get it to those people and what kind of pricing structure, as Lisa touched on. For me, I just wanted people to enjoy cookies, but through the finance session, and the reason why I'm laughing is because it was like, actually, how much does this cost to make? And have you accounted for your time in this? And I was like, oh, but I enjoy it, so do I? Or, oh wait, no, I need to be paid as well. And that was quite a big step, and changing that mindset was huge. But as it's broken down into those four sessions, it means that you don't end up completely overwhelmed as well. You can kind of absorb it, do your bit of homework for the week next week, and then carry on.
Is that what you mean by mindset then at the beginning? It's going from having a business idea to actually then, you know, building a business on the back of that idea. And is that the change in mindset that you mean there?
Yeah, I mean, people just have this idea and it's whether they think they've got the skills. So we do kind of talk about what skills you need to become an entrepreneur and things like that. Because obviously what we also do as part of the programme is after they've had the four weekly sessions, we offer them a one-to-one mentoring session as well. So they can take all that information they've learned over the 4 weeks, because we can't cover literally everybody's business idea in those 4 weeks. Because we have about sort of 10 to 12 ladies on each of those courses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we offer a one-to-one session, which Amy did take advantage of.
Very much. It was a huge help to just have the phone call to suddenly go, oh, actually, there's a question I thought of and things like that. And as Lisa says, when you're in a kind of a group of people, you sometimes feel like it's a stupid question, but then a couple of weeks later you find out everybody's asked the same thing as well.
And I guess the other challenge with all of this has been doing it online, because when you're all in a room together, which is traditionally how you would have run the Herbiz workshops, I guess, you know, people can put their hand up and they can ask a question there and then and kind of have it answered. Whereas, you know, on a kind of Zoom format, it's a little bit harder to do that, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the beauty with Herb is, though, that I run that with another colleague of mine, a lady called Helena. So between us, we've kind of, one of us will be presenting and then the other person's in the background kind of
monitoring the chat.
Yes. And as I say to everybody when I talk to them on a one-to-one basis is that, you know, we try and make everyone inclusive. It's not us talking at them for 2.5 hours every week. It is very interactive.
Right.
And I always say to them, you can't see them in the background because we will pick on you.
Oh, definitely. There are moments where you sort of suddenly realise that you've been sat there and it's like, no, there's definitely a question coming my way or my thoughts on this. And I think that was one of the lovely things. It's not like being called out in the classroom kind of thing and it's, oi, France, like, what's your thoughts on this? It is very much a kind of a friendly environment and you're thinking about what's being said. Yeah. It's not like those web chats or the Zoom calls where you kind of end up watching something else in the background or you're making a cup of tea and then you're
We've all been there, haven't we?
I agree, definitely. What was the thing again?
Yeah.
It is a really enjoyable course. And I say enjoyable because whenever anyone talks about any kind of financial planning and thinking about documents and tools, you do kind of go, oh God, what is all of this? But it was fun. Mm. Like, I recommend it to so many people. Yeah.
Do you know what I find really inspiring about this is that I always thought maybe Herbiz was for people that were already in business, you know, and it was just like the next step. But actually, what you're coming out with to say is, I've got an idea and I want to start a business. How do I then move forward with that? Exactly what Amy did. And I think that's really inspiring and definitely something to shout about. And how do they go about that? How do they get in touch with you?
We can contact me through social media, but also look on Eventbrite. All our courses are advertised on Eventbrite and through our website. Mm-hmm. So go onto the Let's Do Business group pages, look on our events page, and the links there will be to all the programmes we're running.
So you've got Herbiz coming up, haven't you? Isn't there a new intake coming up?
Yeah, we're just actually finishing a current session. So we've got the last session of this week, and then we start, the next one starts, if I believe, on the 19th of November. It'll be a Friday.
Okay, so have a look on the Let's Do Business group website for details there. We publish it obviously on Supply My Business as well, so you can have a look on the community page there. So that's Herbiz, but I know you're also running some specific programs for businesses just across the border in East Sussex, aren't you? So tell us a little bit about My Biz and the programme there. I guess it follows a similar format.
It does, Martin. The content, to be fair, is very similar. It's just that it's open to men and women, and it is people specifically who live in the Hastings and Bexhill area, because we run that on behalf of Hastings Borough Council. So with My Biz, I have been running that for the last 12 months online, so very similar format, over four sessions, but last month, I went back face-to-face. Mm. So it went back for the first time in 18 months, delivering a workshop face-to-face. And but what we're doing at the moment, we're offering out both. So we're doing an online version still, and also the face-to-face, which is held down at the library down in Hastings. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really nice to have that interactive element with the group there. Mm-hmm. And I do, with the My Biz, I kind of have someone who runs a social media business was doing a presentation, and again we have a local accountant as well to help support us.
Brilliant. So I think what we need to do is a quick summary of all of this, because there's so much on offer with you guys at the moment. So obviously you offer startup loan support. And that is really, a mentoring program similar to Herbiz, albeit on a sort of one-to-one level. You will actually help business owners write a business plan, a credible business plan, to actually then apply for a startup business loan. Typically, I mean, it could be up to the value of 20,000, is that, or 25,000?
Anything between £500 and 25,000.
25,000. Typically, they're just below sort of around about £10,000, aren't they?
On average, yes.
Yeah, so you get a pretty detailed business plan at the end of that process, which will stand you in good stead, obviously, for when you ultimately draw the money down and start your business. So that's obviously open to anybody. You've got the Herbiz program in Kent and East Sussex, specifically, obviously, for people like Amy, budding female entrepreneurs. So that's a workshop program about to kick off in November. You've got the My Biz program over in East Sussex, and that's virtual or a workshop series face-to-face at Hastings Library.
That's right. We've got My Biz launching in... the face-to-face one is on the 9th and 16th of November, so that runs over 2 days. That's two full days.
Fantastic.
And then the online version is, that's again starting in November on the 24th of November.
Brilliant. You've got the bespoke business support programme that you offer through Maidstone Borough Council, which is based at the Terrace in Maidstone, is that right, with
that's
Chris?
That's correct, yes.
So if you're a business in Maidstone, or potential new startup business in Maidstone, they can offer, you can offer some specific one-on-one support and advice there through Chris at the Terrace.
And to be fair, I mean, if there's anybody's kind of based elsewhere in Kent that would just like that bit of one-to-one support, we can accommodate them as
well.
You're
always available there as well. And finally, I know you've also got some social media training that you're launching as well over in East Sussex. Yeah, in the very near future.
We've been running some really successful online social media workshops, run over three sessions, being delivered by a company called Social Bee Social Media, based down in Hastings, and again covers all elements that you need for social media. Upcoming workshop starts, I think, next week.
Yeah, so I think you need to apply by Thursday this week.
At the latest,
don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so all of that information on the Let's Do Business group website. And you know, we may not have answered your specific question, but ultimately these guys can. So, you know, get in touch with them if you have any burning questions about business, whether it's your existing business and you need help with finance, the Recovery Loan Fund, for example, whether you're starting up in business and you need some business advice and support. You guys really are a sort of a one-stop shop for all of that, aren't you, Sam?
We really are.
Fantastic. Good. I think on that note, we'll play a little bit more music, and when we come back, we're going to talk in detail to Amy all about her fabulous business, More Tasty Crumbs. So
tasty.
Join us after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for staying with the BizConnect radio show this afternoon. We've got a bit of a business startup theme going on, and I'm delighted to say that we're now going to talk to Amy J. France, who is the proprietor of a brand new business called More Tasty Crumbs. Amy, lovely to have you with us today.
Hey, it's lovely to be here. I haven't got any cookies with me, which I think is pretty gutting for everybody involved. But the main thing is I couldn't decide which flavour to bring because I have a really fun selection. So we've got like the core flavours. So I make frozen cookie dough. That would be the main thing to turn around and actually say what I do before I go into all of the tasty flavours that will... I imagine that people will be able to think about rather than having to look.
So I buy this in a tub, like an ice cream tub, I guess.
Exactly like an ice cream tub.
I roll it out like my pastry at home when I'm doing my...
Scoop. Mm-hmm. So with the first order, you get an ice cream scoop to go with it, which is the perfect size for a cookie, mainly because I... always, you have to write out the instructions for cookie doughs and things. And one of the things that the Herbiz course was really good is thinking about all of the different elements when you have that item go to the customer. So you get a free scoop, you've got your ice cream tub. It's roughly about the size of a Ben and Jerry's tub. And you'll get 8 to 10 cookies out of it. Pretty decent chunks, if I do say so myself. Scoop it in an oven, 15 minutes on 180.
Greaseproof paper?
Greaseproof paper. Greaseproof paper would be ideal, or tin foil. But whatever you choose as your cooking implement for the oven. But you can space them out. So there's roughly about an inch between each scoop of dough. They will spread out in the oven. 15 minutes, you'll get a lovely gooey cookie. They'll look a little bit soft, but trust me on it, when they cool down they firm up. Or if you just end up with a spoon eating them, please be aware of molten chocolate and cookie dough, and be safe with your cookies.
I was going to say, how many people in your experience actually wait for them to cool down before they start tucking in?
I've had more people tell me that they burnt their mouth because they couldn't wait for it to cool down than have said, yes, I waited the 10 minutes that you recommended. But I've got quite a few different flavours. So we've got the core flavours, which is a chocolate chip, which is called the original. We've got chocolate orange, perfect for coming up for Christmas if you're a fan of a Terry's chocolate orange at all. Triple mint chocolate, so three different types of mint chocolate wrapped in a mint dough. We've got a rocky road, which if you're a chocoholic like myself is perfect. And then I do a new flavour every month as well, so it depends on what people tell me on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me as More Tasty Crumbs, and you can also tell me if there's a flavour that I'm missing. But at the moment I've got lemon drizzle, ginger, pina colada, passion fruit, rhubarb and custard. So if you're not a chocolate fan, there's something for you there as well. But it's about having those kind of tasty treats at home when you're not feeling like you can go out and get some biscuits, but you just want something warm and comforting.
And the convenience of having it in the freezer... Yes. And you can just dip in, and you don't even have to bake a whole batch, do you? You could just bake one or two.
I mean, why would you not, though? But I mean, you know.
I mean, I am definitely one of those people that ends up going, shall I do 4 cookies, or I could do 8 and just pretend I only baked 4. But the other thing with it as well is it's all vegan cookie dough, and something that I really want to do in the future is looking at gluten-free cookie dough as well, because there are quite a lot of people that aren't able to get... sort of fresh baked cookies if they have any allergies or intolerances. So do drop me a message as well if there is something that you're worried about with it as well. I've had a few people reach out and
I don't think Amy needed to bring them, did she? Now we all just want to buy them.
We're all salivating now. I think that was the sort of psychology, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you go to the cinema to watch the new Bond film and they crack the heating up and then they have an ice cream break in the middle.
Can't be ice cream at the cinema though, but I think that's one of the things. So you can buy a single tub. The core flavors are $5.99, but you can also do 2 for $10, so you can get any of the special offer flavors and a core flavor for £10, or you can just buy as much or as little as you like with it. Local delivery. I also post out as well. We've had some people send it to friends and family. I did an Easter dough this year, so it got chocolate like mini eggs in it. I don't want to end up getting sued by a particular brand or anything, but somebody sent those out to friends and family instead of doing Easter eggs, so that their nieces and nephews could bake cookies instead.
I love that, because Amy's from Folkestone and I live in Ashford, so I'm delighted that she can deliver that to me.
What an incredibly well thought through business idea through to actual sort of, you know, on an operational level, because presumably you have a website, so we go on the website and we can order what we want on the website.
Yep, so that is moretastycrumbs.co.uk. I've also set up a code for people today, so if you use Academy FM, all as one word, you'll get free delivery, so you can get some stuff across to Ashford. But I must say, with all of it, I had an idea when I went on the Herbiz course, and after the 4 weeks I'd got something that was up and running. My website was pretty atrocious when I started, and we got something that was really good, and it was really nice to be able to go, oh, actually, should I do some monthly flavours? And everybody was able to go, oh, you should try this and you should try that.
So that was business idea to live business within 4 weeks.
Around that, I think. Wow. I was definitely kind of going, I think people might like cookie dough. And even in the first session, Lisa was going, you're going to have to do this. You are going to have to make this happen with it.
It was even better for me because Amy's fairly local to me. So I was yep, I live in Hythe. You're in Folkestone.
You were chief sampler.
No brainer. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm definitely going to place an order.
Fantastic. Good. So we order on the website. You do delivery up to, I mean, how far do you deliver?
So we do Folkestone, Ashford, in Canterbury at the moment. If you're outside those little regions, then drop me a message as well. Main thing is we can't trek up to Scotland and back. Okay. That's a bit far for I mean, I'll post it to you for that rather than hand delivering it.
Just thinking about that, because it's frozen cookie dough, so does it have to be is it a special delivery service, or how does that work?
I've got Postman Pat in my head now for special delivery service, but it's next day delivery. So it will arrive. I also do, as best I can, recyclable and eco packaging, so you will end up with a box surrounded by packing peanuts that melt underwater. It will have an ice block in it, and that will arrive it arrives next day. Mm-hmm. It's actually delivered by UPS as well, full tracking details and things like that. It took a lot of planning to make sure that stuff arrived on time.
Yeah. But I mean, moving perishables through the post, you know, or courier isn't an easy thing to do, is it?
No, and it is one of those that you have to be careful to make sure it arrives at the proper temperature as well, because we want everybody to be safe. Nobody wants slightly defrosted cookie situation.
No.
But yeah, order from the website, get in touch on social media if you have any questions.
Or a suggestion about a flavour.
Definitely. Mm. I'm already gearing up to make my Christmas pudding for my Christmas cookie flavours.
Good. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll play a little bit more music, and when we come back for the final part of the show, we'll talk about some of the areas that you really needed help with in terms of launching your business, and how perhaps the Herbiz program really, really kind of helped to focus your mind there. So, but a really, really inspirational story there, and incredibly exciting. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. I'm delighted to say that we're talking with the, I think it's fair to say, Lynette, incredibly inspirational.
Absolutely.
Amy J. France from More Tasty Crumbs. Amy, lovely to have you with us today.
It's so lovely to be here, and it's nice to talk cookies as well.
Absolutely, and it's nice to celebrate a local Folkestone-based success story. So, brilliant to have you on the show. Obviously, we've got a start-up business theme today, and you've been brilliant in terms of, you know, highlighting your business start-up journey. Just sort of summarise for us, if you can, the main value that you've had in going through a programme, a workshop programme like Herbiz through Let's Do Business Group. Where is it really sort of crystallize your thoughts, if you like, and helped you?
I think the main thing was when I had the idea for More Tasty Crumbs, I didn't know where to begin. There are courses and things out there, but it all seemed to be quite a lot of money. And when you're looking at setting up an idea, money is pretty much the crux of a lot of it.
Yeah.
So being able to sign up to a free local course and being able to do it online was really helpful for me as well, but it really focused my mindset, my planning. I was able to go from this seems like a good idea to suddenly having a business that was operational, which was a huge help.
Yeah, and we were talking sort of off air about having to think of all the minutiae details involved in sort of, you know, producing a cookie dough to actually getting it to a live customer on the other end, if you like, and factoring in all of those sort of myriad of kind of cost centres into that calculation. I mean, you know, operationally, just kind of getting the product picked up and delivered to a customer, and all of that detail, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it is one of the things that when you order something online, you don't really think of the behind the scenes. But the great thing with the Herbiz course was it allowed me to suddenly go, what is the cost? How much time is involved? Free local delivery is amazing. And I'm going to plug it again. Sorry, guys. But if you use Academy FM, then you will get free delivery for it. But thinking of the cost of petrol, the time, all of those elements. And Lisa was absolutely brilliant for me to sort of kick me into gear and go, this is actually what is involved. And if you want this to kind of not only be successful, but not be something that you sort of end up going, oh, I can't believe I've done this.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to be in
and
the room.
And I believe this is the first time you've met Lisa face to face.
Yeah, it's really nice. You can't see the grin on my face, but it's been really good to meet someone in person that I've spent phone calls with, emails to just get my business off the ground.
And of course, the really important thing about, you know, having someone like Lisa looking in from the outside is, you know, as a business owner, you're so close to everything that you do. You can't possibly dot the I's and cross the T's on everything. But Lisa, with her, you know, business experience and, you know, coming from a banking background, is able to kind of look at your business in terms of, you know, creating an actual viable business as opposed to, you know, something that is in you know, from the outset, just a business idea, I guess, Lisa. That's your skill.
That's right as well, because you're so... Everybody, they're so wrapped up in the idea of what they want to do, and it's getting them to take a step back as such and really think about what goes into it. And it is very much think about, don't just look at what your competitor charges. You've got to kind of be, you know, I always say now, when you're going to see your competitors, be critical. Look at what they do well and what they don't do well, but think about your own, you know, those costs that involve. And as Amy mentioned, factor their time into it. People don't factor into their time into their pricing.
Because, like Amy also mentioned, I just like doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, but you need to earn some money out of it. And, you know, I think that's important, and that's what you need Lisa for.
Again, though, I think you've taken a very sensible approach there. You know, a lot of people in your position do exactly what you've done, and they've combined, you know, a job with actually running a business until the business is at a point where you're able to say, okay, I want to do this full time now. So again, you know, that is always an option open to people. In fact, it's an incredibly sensible option, isn't it, Lisa? Because
it is.
Businesses don't go from sort of zero to hero overnight. It takes time to build a business.
That's correct. And I've even had accountants say to me, I wish my clients had come and done your course, because they would learn so much and be in a much better position going forward.
Fabulous. So I just want to finish on the fact that you're working with some a local supplier as well in terms of chocolate.
Yeah, so I'm actually able to use the Plamil chocolate, which is very, very local. It's roughly about three streets away from me, which is really good. And it helps with the sort of the eco elements of trying to reduce down the amount of travel that items go through. But yeah, all of this stuff, it comes into the planning, and that's where Herb has enabled me to go, actually, I can spend a little bit more on my items and support other businesses.
And so you're already putting back into the local economy on that level as well, which is incredibly
exciting. Even
more
inspiring,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm really sorry to say we have come to the end of the show today, but I've seen it, haven't
and
we?
I could talk cookies for a lot longer.
Yeah, and we could certainly eat some cookies,
couldn't
we?
We'll all be ordering, won't we?
We'll all be doing that.
Next time I'll have to make sure I get some with us.
So fabulous. So, Amy, just give us a reminder of the website for people to go on and order some cookies.
Yep, so that's moretastycrumbs.co.uk. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram for More Tasty Crumbs. And yeah, I'd love to be delivering cookies to you.
And if you mention Academy FM, you'll deliver free.
Yes, free delivery for
what a great
Academy
offer.
FM.
Fantastic. So give it a try. Why not? Brilliant. Lynette, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today. It's been an absolute blast.
Martin, I always have an amazing time on this show with you, you know, and I always learn so much. But I have to say, today has been a highlight for me.
Brilliant. And thank you to our superb guest, Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group.
Thank you for having me. I've had a lovely time.
Brilliant. And Amy J. France from More Tasty Crumbs.
Lovely to be here.
And we will be back in 2 weeks' time with two more fabulous guests. So join us then. But for now, goodbye.
Have a good afternoon.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.